This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Across the United States, law enforcement officers and National Guard troops are guarding state capitol buildings. The extra security is in preparation of protests leading up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday. As of Sunday, the protests have only drawn a small number of Trump supporters who believe the president's false claim that the 2020 election was rigged. More than a dozen states have activated National Guard troops to help secure their state capitals following an FBI warning of armed demonstrations. Right-wing extremists were expected to protest, emboldened by the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol in Washington on January 6th. Security officials had eyed Sunday as the first major flashpoint. Capitals in battleground states where President Donald Trump has directed the accusations of voter fraud were on especially high alert. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was detained upon his arrival in Moscow Sunday evening. This was his first time back in his home country since the Russian opposition leader was poisoned last August and evacuated for treatment abroad. Traveling from Germany, Navalny was detained by police in black masks while entering passport control at Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport. His lawyer was not allowed to go with him. Navalny managed to kiss his wife before being led away. More than 80 people were killed and at least 160 injured in Sudan's West Darfur state this weekend. Unknown armed men are believed to have carried out the attacks in Krinding refugee camp and elsewhere in Jenina. We have this full story on voanews.com. Go there to read the latest. This is VOA News. Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine's party said Sunday that it would challenge his loss in the recent presidential election. Wine's National Unity Party said they have evidence of ballot stuffing and other forms of election malpractice. Uganda's Election Commission declared President Yoweri Museveni the winner of the 2021 general elections on Saturday. Museveni, who is 76, has ruled Uganda continuously since 1986. He has dismissed claims of voting fraud in the recent election against Wine, who is a singer-turned-lawmaker. Sunday's announcement from the opposition party came as two people were confirmed dead in protests since the election result, according to Reuters. Both the U.S. and Britain expressed concern over the validity of Uganda's election results. Both nations noted the internet blackout throughout Uganda since before the election. State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas tweeted Saturday, quote, "We urge authorities to address such irregularities and restore communications." On Sunday, Jake Sullivan, President-elect Biden's incoming national security advisor, tweeted, "The news from Uganda is deeply concerning." He went on, "After this flawed election, the world is watching." Opposition Democrats are building their case for convicting President Trump in his second impeachment trial. The lead House of Representatives prosecutor alleged the president's incitement of a mob at the Capitol was the most dangerous crime ever committed by a president. Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin said Sunday that the storming of the Capitol was part of President Trump's effort to dismantle and overturn Biden's election victory. Democrats have not yet said when they will send the impeachment article to the Senate, which is needed before President Trump's trial can begin. A small Islamist militant group has claimed responsibility for an attack on Turkish forces in the northwestern Syrian Idlib province. Ansar Abu Bakr al-Siddiq squadron said it was behind the attack Saturday. The attack targeted a Turkish military outpost in the northern countryside of Idlib. Indonesian rescue teams have pulled more bodies from the rubble of residential and commercial buildings toppled by last week's strong earthquake. Authorities said Sunday the earthquake hit Sulawesi Island, killing at least 78 people. More than 800 people have been injured. Thousands of others were left homeless. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.